B'tochen for Life, share number 87, Tuesday, Parshas Nasai. One of our listeners asked a very fundamental question. If a person is Rachmana Litzlan going through a tzara, so he's supposed to have B'tochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we mentioned that when a person has B'tochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away the tzara. But the problem is that obviously the person deserved the tzara. So what's it going to help if we remove the tzara through B'tochen? But if, Rachmana Litzlan, the person deserved the tzara, so he will get the tzara in a different area of his life. So what's the point in removing the tzara through B'tochen if, Rachmana Litzlan, another tzara is going to come instead of it? This is a very fundamental question. But we have to understand something that we already mentioned previously. It depends how a person removes the tzara. Meaning, if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, has a tzara, he has, let's say, a parnosa issue, and he does excessive hishtadlus and other things, and he's able to remove his problem of parnosa, and Baruch Hashem, now he has parnosa. Because the reason why he didn't have parnosa was because he deserved not to have parnosa, and that was a punishment, so then, chas v'shalom, he might get it somewhere else. Because if he's still deserving of the punishment, so even though now he'll get his parnasa, but he might have a tzara in a different area to bring him the kapara that he needs. But if a person has bitachin, and that's how he gets his parnasa, like we discussed, so we mentioned once in the Ramchal that bitachin gives a person a kapara in his averis. And the truth is, it's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Peites Amud Bey, says that when Klal Yisrael had B'tochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a kapara on their averis. So if a person is going through a tzara, and he has B'tochen, and in the schus of the B'tochen, the tzara gets removed, not only will he not have the tzara anymore, but he won't have the tzara in a different area either. Because when a person has bitachin, he gets a kapara on his averis. Because bitachin is a form of tshuva, like we discussed. So therefore, not only does bitachin help a person get rid of his issues and his problems, bitachin removes them completely and helps a person not have any problems in other areas either. And that is the power of bitachin. So let's take, for example, a person is going through an emotional issue. And he's suffering emotionally. That is also directed from Shemayim, and obviously he deserves that emotional pain. So if he does something to remove the emotional pain, he's not necessarily getting the kapara on the avera that he did to deserve it, and therefore he might get the pain in a different area. But if he works on his emunah and bitachon, and he understands that everything's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now he doesn't have emotional pain anymore, because he understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything, so he's not stressed, and he doesn't have any tzar. Not only is he removing the emotional pain, but he also gets a tremendous chus of bitachin, and additionally, he will not have to suffer in a different area, because when we have bitachin, we get kaparas avoinus. So therefore, bitachin is a win-win situation in any area. Even if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, deserves a punishment, but if he works on bitachin and he's able to remove the punishment, he will also get rid of the source of the punishment, get rid of the avera. Bitachin only brings chesed, bracha, and hatzlacha, and it removes all tzaris and negative things in a person's life.